Ministry of Education, Culture, Sport, and Youth. Secondary Education. Technical and Vocational Schools. Class B. 2 periods. End of Term Examinations, May 2022. Part 1. Listening Skills. You will hear 3 different recordings. You will hear each recording twice. Recording 1. You will hear a man talking about digital cameras. Decide whether the following sentences are true or false. Put a tick in the appropriate box. You have 1 minute to read the sentences. First listening.
Digital cameras. Digital cameras are so useful. I love my digital camera. I take it everywhere with me. My friends think I'm mad, but I've got thousands of really good photos. Digital cameras are so much better than the old cameras with film. They're also much better than mobile phone cameras. My digital camera fits in my pocket and takes great photos. I usually take a few photos every day and then put them online for my friends to see. The best thing about digital cameras is that they are so easy to use. It's child's play. The good thing is that digital cameras today give the same quality photos as you could only get on really expensive cameras. All you need is 10 to 12 megapixels. That's more than enough.
You have 1 minute to complete task 1. Second listening.
Digital cameras. Digital cameras are so useful. I love my digital camera. I take it everywhere with me. My friends think I'm mad, but I've got thousands of really good photos. Digital cameras are so much better than the old cameras with film. They're also much better than mobile phone cameras. My digital camera fits in my pocket and takes great photos. I usually take a few photos every day and then put them online for my friends to see. The best thing about digital cameras is that they are so easy to use. It's child's play. The good thing is that digital cameras today give the same quality photos as you could only get on really expensive cameras. All you need is 10 to 12 megapixels. That's more than enough.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Recording 2. You will hear two friends, Ben and Kathy, talking about how one can help the other with an upcoming charity show. For questions 1 to 5, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You have 1 minute to read the questions. First listening.
Kathy, we need some help for the charity show on Saturday. Do you think you can help?
Sure. What do you want me to do? I can do some of the cooking if you need.
No, the cooking is taken care of.
Okay. What about the clearing up? I can pick up the litter off the floor. There's going to be a lot of people around, and the park will get pretty messy, I think.
John and Lindsay have volunteered to do all of that.
So what do you want my help for?
The talent contest?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, you know. The talent contest we're doing. The problem is, we don't think many people will volunteer to take part unless there are some people already signed up. So I want you to put your name down to do something.
But I can't do anything.
Sure you can.
No, seriously, Ben. I am the last person you want for a talent show. I don't have any.
You don't have any what?
Talent.
Look, I asked Graham, and he said he would tell a few jokes to begin the show.
Have you heard any of Graham's jokes? He can't tell jokes, Ben. Who else do you have?
Your mother agreed to play a piece of music on the clarinet, something from a film.
Oh, that'll be nice. She can play well.
All right. So now we need you to do something. What can you do really well?
I can cook.
I don't think people are going to want to watch you cook, Kathy.
I can do some card tricks. That could be a nice idea.
Do they always work?
I can practice. They usually work.
Is there anything else you can do?
Well, I can't dance, and I can't juggle.
What about singing? Can you sing?
My voice isn't too terrible. I can sing the national anthem quite well.
Hey, that's great. It will only take a couple of minutes, and with 3 volunteers already, I think other people will be less shy to sign up.
What time does the talent show start?
Around 3 in the afternoon.
Oh no, I'm on Susan's cookery stall until 4.
Can you escape for just 5 minutes?
Not really, but if you want, I can sing my song at the end of the show instead of the beginning.
Yeah, that sounds perfect. We'll finish up at around 5.
Okay, agreed. Put me down as the last act in the talent show.
Thanks a lot, Kathy. I really appreciate it.
Sure, no problem.
You have 1 minute to complete task 2. Second listening.
Kathy, we need some help for the charity show on Saturday. Do you think you can help?
Sure. What do you want me to do? I can do some of the cooking if you need.
No, the cooking is taken care of.
Okay. What about the clearing up? I can pick up the litter off the floor. There's going to be a lot of people around, and the park will get pretty messy, I think.
John and Lindsay have volunteered to do all of that.
So what do you want my help for?
The talent contest?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, you know. The talent contest we're doing. The The problem is, we don't think many people will volunteer to take part unless there are some people already signed up. So I want you to put your name down to do something.
But I can't do anything.
Sure you can.
No, seriously, Ben. I am the last person you want for a talent show. I don't have any.
You don't have any what?
Talent.
Look, I asked Graham, and he said he would tell a few jokes to begin the show.
Have you heard any of Graham's jokes? He can't tell jokes, Ben. Who else do you have?
Your mother agreed to play a piece of music on the clarinet, something from a film.
Oh, that'll be nice. She can play well.
All right. So now we need you to do something. What can you do really well?
I can cook.
I don't think people are going to want to watch you cook, Kathy.
I can do some card tricks. That could be a nice idea.
Do they always work?
I can practice. They usually work.
Is there anything else you can do?
Well, I can't dance, and I can't juggle.
What about singing? Can you sing?
My voice isn't too terrible. I can sing the national anthem quite well.
Hey, that's great. It will only take a couple of minutes, and with 3 volunteers already, I think other people will be less shy to sign up.
What time does the talent show start?
Around 3 in the afternoon.
Oh no, I'm on Susan's cookery stall until 4.
Can you escape for just 5 minutes?
Not really, but if you want, I can sing my song at the end of the show instead of the beginning.
Yeah, that sounds perfect. We'll finish up at around 5.
Okay, agreed. Put me down as the last act in the talent show.
Thanks a lot, Kathy. I really appreciate it.
Sure, no problem.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Recording 3. You will hear a news broadcast about a study that says plant-based diet helps heart a little. Listen and underline the correct word in brackets. You have 1 minute to read the text. First listening.
Study says plant-based diet helps heart a little. A study says eating lots of vegetables may not greatly reduce the risk of heart attacks. People usually believe it is important to eat vegetables. The study says other things may affect our heart. These include other things we eat, exercise, where we live, our income, and if we smoke or drink. Almost 400,000 people took part in the study. They answered questions about their lifestyle, diet, and what raw and cooked vegetables they ate. The scientists said people should eat lots of vegetables. Their study found the risk of dying from heart disease was 15% lower for people who ate the most vegetables. However, they said other factors also caused this 15% reduction. A researcher said, Our large study did not find evidence for a protective effect of vegetable intake on the occurrence of cardiovascular disease. He said differences in money and lifestyle also affected the heart.
You have 1 minute to complete task 3. Second listening.
Study says plant-based diet helps heart a little. A study says eating lots of vegetables may not greatly reduce the risk of heart attacks. People usually believe it is important to eat vegetables. The study says other things may affect our heart. These include other things we eat, exercise, where we live, our income, and if we smoke or drink. Almost 400,000 people took part in the study. They answered questions about their lifestyle, diet, and what raw and cooked vegetables they ate. The scientists said people should eat lots of vegetables. Their study found the risk of dying from heart disease was 15% lower for people who ate the most vegetables. However, they said other factors also caused this 15% reduction. A researcher said, "Our large study did not find evidence for a protective effect of vegetable intake on the occurrence of cardiovascular disease." He said differences in money and lifestyle also affected the heart.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. This is the end of the listening part of the examination. Please, put your pens down.